right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, this week, Vice President Dick Cheney spoke at a fundraiser for a Republican Senate candidate from New Jersey. But in a sign of Mr. Cheney's declining popularity, who apparently decided not to attend the fundraiser?
The candidate?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, Tom Kane Jr. did make it to his own fundraiser, but he got there 2 hours late, which was 15 minutes after the vice president had left. Mm. He said this had nothing to do with not wanting to be photographed with or seen with or shot by Dick Cheney. It was just that he and his driver wanted to avoid the busy New Jersey Turnpike, and they got stuck taking a local highway, but it turns out that the Turnpike wasn't busy that night, and neither was the local highway. Finally, Mr. Kane came clean. He admitted that he stopped at Bowcraft, a popular amusement arcade in Mountainside, New Jersey, because, quote, I heard somebody beat my high score on Dance Dance Revolution, and that cannot stand. Amy, the Wall Street Journal reported this week on a trend emerging in the world of online dating. More men and women are listing what as one of the things they're looking for in a mate.
Wait a minute. Listing what? What they're looking for.
Yeah.
Is it a physical characteristic?
No.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's just because I know it. No, I mean, it kind of...
Sorry. I know. I'll give you a hint. So the personal ads are saying things like, I'm well-educated, height and weight appropriate, and I have a low copay.
Insurance? Ooh.
Health insurance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you know, what's really important these days in a potential mate?
Yeah, if you're looking to get copaid, that's what
baby.
You're...
Yeah. Anywho, the Wall Street Journal found ads like this one that they found on Yahoo. Quote, I'm looking for a woman who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to ask for it. A flat stomach and health insurance plan wouldn't hurt either. Here's a question, though. Are people looking for potential mates with health insurance because they need health insurance?
Yeah.
Or because they just don't want the other person to glom onto me.
Or like, maybe...
You just love me for my major medical, don't you? That sort of thing.
Or maybe, like me, they often end up... their dates end at the emergency room. So they want to make sure that the person is covered.
Really?
Right, Mo?
Those are some wild dates.
Yeah, that's about to say. I mean, I put my foot in my mouth, but usually I'm able to remove
it
myself.
Well, phrases such as... I didn't know you were allergic. You know.
It comes up. It comes up.
Like, ow, that's sharper than it looks.
Yeah.
I
think...
Am I the only one?
Really? I think so. I think if someone asks you if your health insurance is good is one thing. If they ask you if your vaccinations are up to date, then perhaps you should avoid them.
How many times have I said the itching and swelling will go down?